Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Got a good show for you today. We're going to have Mike Mahler on in just a moment. We're talking about optimizing hormone levels. Maybe hormone replacement therapy isn't the way you want to go. Maybe you want to try a different alternative. We're going to give you some choices here today. Before we get into that, I just want to mention that the $100 coupon for the Earth Pulse Electromagnetic Field device, which enhances sleep and recovery. If you didn't hear the show, listen to it. It aired not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before, has been extended. The coupon is SHR Live, and it will give you a $100 off the Earth Pulse unit, and you automatically get a 90-day money-back guarantee regardless. If it doesn't work for you, send it back, and they'll refund your money except for the shipping. Anybody who is taking advantage of the coupon, and there's a lot of you, that's why Paul Becker was kind enough to extend the offer. Any of you who have taken advantage of the offer, when you get your Earth Pulse unit, I want to hear from you. I want you to call 206-222-2218, good or bad. I want you to tell me what changes you notice in the first few days that you sleep with the Earth Pulse unit in the gym and sleep in general. So there you go. Okay. Hormone replacement therapy probably shouldn't be a first line of defense to waning hormone levels, especially if you're still young, if you're under 50 years old. There are other things you can do. And my guest today is Mike Mahler, and he really is become an expert in this area. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks a lot for having me again.
Sure, sure. And by the way, thank you so much for your DVDs. Where can people get those? You have an amazing collection of DVDs on kettlebell training. Real quick, where can people get those DVDs?
Well, thanks a lot, and they can get it at MikeMahler.com. And I also wanted to ask you what you thought of those Lifeline kettlebells I had.
Unbelievable. You know what? The 53-pounders are heavier than I thought they were. For some reason, because they're, you know, a ball instead of a dumbbell. Let's put it that
right.
way. I've been training with the 35s. What I'm doing is going to the gym and doing one of my normal routines on day one. Day two, I'm training at home with kettlebells. Day three, going back to the gym and alternating my training because I'm trying to lean out. The kettlebells are amazing. They're fantastic.
I'm glad you like them so much.
Yeah.
I think you'll notice the workmanship is those are American-made kettlebells, and they're way better quality-wise than a lot of the stuff that other distributors get from China.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was going to tell you something. I've worked with black kettlebells before, and the black usually comes off of them.
Right.
These must be anodized because I bang them together, and they don't even show a mar in the black.
They're super nice. Lifeline used to distribute Chinese kettlebells, and they were fine quality-wise, but I wanted to improve it. And to their credit, they did a lot of research with my help to find a USA-made option, and they were able to find a really good, viable option. So the prices are actually cheaper than most of the overseas bells, and the quality is way better, and you're supporting American labor rather than supporting some sweatshop in China somewhere.
The UPS guy that delivered them, I had the gate lock, so he had to lift them over like a five-foot-high gate. I feel bad for this poor guy, whoever he is. He had to lift each box over. You know, the first two boxes are 35 pounds each. Not terrible, but the second one is like almost 55 pounds each.
And he had to lift them over. I had 12 kettlebells delivered a couple months ago, and most of them were 80 pounds and above. And the guy just came to my door and said, "Can you help me out?" I said, "No problem." I just opened up my garage, and we just loaded everything in.
But there you go.
He looked at all that weight and said, "Whoa!"
And it's so compact. It's surprising. You don't expect that tiny little box to be so heavy. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
That's a trip. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very thoughtful. And we're gonna have the people. I want to have the people from Lifeline on sometime to talk about their kettlebells to reward them for being so kind. Okay.
Actually, I'm the one who sent you them, so you can reward me.
But oh.
we'll definitely have them on too.
Okay.
As well. They're great
okay.
people.
Okay. Good deal. All right. So let's move on. Hormonal optimization. You know. That should be the first line of defense when you're getting older and you're concerned about hormone levels. And let's face it, hormones are messengers. They tell the body that it's thriving and growing,
right,
and not aging and dying. So maintaining youthful hormone levels is a great thing.
I agree completely, and I'll take it so far to say that hormone optimization is the most important thing to concentrate on when you want to be healthy and vital. And really, everything you do in life should be to optimize your hormones. So the job you have, the relationships you have, friends, especially your personal relationships, marriage, the kind of food you eat, the way you work out, it really should all be headed in one direction, and that's optimizing your hormones.
You know, that's really a good point, and that's one of those things that's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
You know, especially when it comes to relationships, a lot of us have been in tough relationships. Some of us are going through divorces, myself, and, you know, it's very stressful, and this is not a good cornerstone for health when you're going through that sort of stuff.
No, I went through a divorce myself many years ago, which is actually part of my story on how I got into hormone optimization in the first place. It was just one of those stressors, and I was also under a lot of financial stress because
yeah.
I was just starting my business and I was living in Santa Monica and just trying to make rent every month and just keep my head above water to get and to become successful. But on top of all of that, I made a mistake that a lot of people who enjoy training make. I started working out harder and more often as a coping mechanism, almost like a drug, because
yes.
that was the one area that I still had control over. I couldn't control the finances as much as I wanted to. And I couldn't control the relationship stress, again, as much as I wanted to, because I wasn't prepared to make those hard decisions that I learned how to get good at later. But the one area, I made the mistake of, instead of dealing with the stresses, the causes, I decided to just distract myself by working out more often. And that just burned the candle on both ends. And I crashed really hard to the point where I actually developed a really bad case of pneumonia, and I almost died from it, literally.
It manifested, you know. We talk about overtraining from an aesthetic point of view. You know, oh, I'm not growing. Overtraining,
right.
I went through a period of overtraining. It manifested itself as tremors.
Yeah.
Scary shit, man. Oh,
yeah,
excuse me.
Scary.
We'll have to beep that. but yeah,
scary stuff.
Very scary stuff.
And it can also lead to chronic depression and just mental fog. And generally, it's never just training too hard that's the issue. It's usually that compounded with other stresses, such as relationship stress and a poor diet and maybe taking a lot of stimulant-type products, like too much caffeine, fat burners, things like that.
I was taking 200 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous twice a day.
Yeah.
I was taking my first dose first thing in the morning, plus drinking full-strength coffee, then going to the gym and training. And the way it manifested itself with me, I believe, was glucose management. I started to get panic attacks on leg day and back day because I was hoisting some very heavy weight back then.
Right.
And I would start obsessing about my workout, worrying if I was going to blow a heart valve or bust a knee or something like that. And instead of going, wait a minute, what am I doing to myself? I was like, no, I got to get amped up. I got to get in there. I got to train harder. I got to train harder. And every day I felt like I had to train harder than the day before.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always tell people with hormone optimization, because people always want to know the simple things. They go, what supplements do you recommend for testosterone? That's what every guy on the planet asks me.
Or better yet, what supplement?
And women always want to go, what do you recommend for this? And I go, look, it's not about optimizing one hormone. I go, you have to look at hormones as an orchestra that you want to have playing in concert.
But isn't it also interesting that everybody, the first question they ask is, what supplement?
Exactly.
They think that's all you got to do is just find the right supplement and everything is done.
Just take a pill and you're set. And that rarely works for a lot of people. And I think the main reason why it doesn't work well is not so much that the supplements are not useful, because there are some very effective supplements. But if you have a crappy diet and you're not sleeping at night and you have a lame relationship and you have a crappy job and you're just a miserable person, you're delusional if you think just popping some pills is going to make up for all of that. Because what you're doing is you're majoring in minor things. You're not being courageous enough to address the stuff that you need to address. And I learned this the hard way. So I'm guilty of it myself, but I realized that hormone optimization is about taking a very honest self-inventory about who you are and why you think the way you do and why you do the things the way you do and how you ended up.
You know what I love about this? I love about this interview already. I've got this new mantra right now that everything is multifaceted. Disease,
sure.
There's no one answer to disease. And we're coming to a point in life now where we're realizing, you know what? Searching for the magic bullet isn't the answer. You got to find the holster, the gun, everything. Everything has something to do with it.
A lot of diseases are from very harsh stresses that people dealt with at a very young age that were suppressed. And I did that myself. I went through some abuses when I was 5 years old that I suppressed because you can't handle it at the time.
Well, it's a defense mechanism. That's how you protect
yourself. Exactly. And you don't even know what's happening either because you're 5 years old and you trust adults and you trust that whatever they're doing to you is legit because that's just the position you're in. You're basically helpless. So hopefully adults are good to you and they treat you well, but when they don't, you don't even realize that's wrong. But you don't feel good about it, but you don't necessarily have the words to express what happened or even if you should be telling anybody about it.
Right.
But your body definitely suppresses that to deal with another day because you're going to have to deal with it at some point. It's going to come out at some point. And often it comes out much later when you're an adult. And what happens is it basically affects you on a subconscious level where you're acting in self-destructive ways without even realizing that you are. You don't know what the cause is. You're just doing it. And very few, and a lot of people play the distraction game. So you just watch a lot of TV, and maybe you take drugs and alcohol, maybe you work out too much. It's all stimulus.
So we're self-medicating.
We're a very stimulus-addicted society.
Yes, self-medicating.
And very few people are good at getting quiet and figuring out really what happened with them. And then what the problem also is when a lot of things surface, the methods of treatment are very ineffective. Like therapists always say, you just got to talk about stuff. Well, when you talk about abuses, you're just reliving it over and over and over again. So you're actually making a situation worse.
Right. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Holy Trinity. Okay? We're going to hit each one individually. We're going to talk about exercise, nutrition, and on the heading of nutrition and supplementation. What did I miss there, Mike? There's something else that you said there.
Well, I said there's lifestyle optimization, okay. Nutrition, training,
okay.
Supplementation.
So we'll hit these individually when we come back. Stay tuned.
Sounds great.
We're talking today with Mike Mahler. We're talking about how to optimize your hormones without using Frank hormones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind my listeners, Orbit Nutrition has an additional 10% off any purchase made at orbitnutrition.com. Just use the coupon code SHR10, that's SHR10, and get an additional 10% off their already low, low prices. Mitch Barham works very hard to make customers happy. Let's face it, you could buy your supplements anywhere. Don't you want to buy them from a guy who works hard to make sure you're happy? Check out orbitnutrition.com. Talking today with Mike Mahler, we're talking about optimizing hormones, hormonal levels without using hormones. Okay, Mike, so what's the first thing you do with somebody who says, look, I want to optimize all my hormones, all the important hormones. I want to lower the ones. When we start talking about optimization, we're not just talking about elevating. We're talking about lowering too, right?
Yeah, we're talking about optimizing, and that's what people want to realize. Optimizing is not about taking testosterone through the roof and driving estrogen down to zero, for example. It's about getting it into the right balance that's optimal for you. And it's going to vary with each person. I mean, there's certain things such as insulin. You want to be at 5 or less. But when it comes to stuff like testosterone, I've seen guys at 800 who feel like crap, and I've seen guys at 390 who feel great.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's different for each person. For one thing, the free testosterone, which is the testosterone that you actually have access to. So in a lot of ways, total testosterone is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter what it is, because that's basically like having a lot of money in an account that you don't necessarily have access to.
Right.
And having free testosterone is what you do have access to. And there's another hormone called sex hormone-binding globulin, which can eat up a lot of your free testosterone.
Right.
Also, when you're estrogen dominant, that'll throw off that as well, because the estrogen and the testosterone compete for similar receptors. So if those are all blocked up with estrogens from your chemical estrogens or from your diet, then you're basically blocking your ability to handle the testosterone. So those can be a variety of reasons, but I always tell people this, like, if your sex drive is high, you got to be honest about that, because a lot of guys don't want to admit they have a low sex drive, even when it's in privacy. They want to say, oh, I'm a stallion, I want sex all the time, because that's what society tells them they should feel.
I know. Whenever I talk to somebody about testosterone levels, I'll be at the gym and I will be talking, and I'll say, well, have you thought about having your testosterone levels checked? The first thing a guy will say to me is, oh, man, I can go all night. I got a great libido. It's like, dude, it has nothing to do with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they're responding with that is basically just an overcoping mechanism where they're just trying to hide an insecurity. That's basically the first sign that they probably don't have what they just mentioned.
Right, right.
But on that point, let's say theoretically someone's honest and they say, hey, my sex drive and sex function are both healthy. Well, if sex function is healthy, that's a good sign that DHT, which is 10 times more anabolic than testosterone, it gets picked up on the receptor uptake 10 times more than testosterone does. It's also the most important hormone for developing male characteristics, sex organs, your hair on your body, lower voice and whatnot. So a lot of people are very misinformed about DHT, and in America it's often bastardized as something that we should keep low, which I disagree with completely. I'll get on that in a second. But with testosterone, people always want to know how to optimize that, and if sex drive is good and sex function is good, it doesn't really matter what the number on a piece of paper is then, because you're getting what your body needs, because you're not going to have good function and drive if your testosterone is suboptimal for you. On the other hand, you could have really high levels on a piece of paper, but your sex drive is really off. And that means that what you have on a piece of paper is not optimal, no matter what the number is. So it could be because free testosterone is low. You get that checked as well. And anytime someone gets a blood test or a saliva test, I say get the free stuff, because that's what you really have access to. And that's what we want to look at. And if you're converting a lot of testosterone into estrogen, zinc is a mineral that everybody needs for optimal testosterone production, but it's also very important for blocking the conversion of testosterone into estrogen. So a lot of times someone can have a zinc deficiency, and especially if you're working out hard and you're under a lot of stress, you really get depleted in zinc and magnesium. And in my opinion, those two minerals are the most important for hormone optimization, which zinc is very important for testosterone. And if you have a 50% deficiency in zinc or even a mild deficiency, that can cut your testosterone down by up to 25-30%. If you have a severe zinc deficiency, that can cut it in half or more.
Wow.
But sometimes it's just something as simple as zinc, such as zinc citrate is a good one for absorption.
Hey, I've heard that all the citrates are much more absorbable than the oxidized.
Oxide and other ones. Right. Yeah, and it's inexpensive. And in some ways, people are disappointed when they hear that, because they want to take more. A lot of people like taking a lot of supplements.
Yeah.
So rather than just saying, hey, go to your store and get some zinc, which costs about $8 a month, sometimes people want to hear, well, I want to get on Tribulus and I want to get on this, yeah, and all this exotic stuff, which really doesn't do a whole lot for a lot of people for a variety of reasons. But the zinc is something that everybody needs. Whether you're concerned about testosterone or not, you need to have a good level of zinc. And there's a really good test for vitamins and minerals called SpectraCell.
Okay.
And that's very comprehensive, and it tells you what your levels are of zinc, magnesium, B vitamins.
And is this a test that you could do in the comfort of your own home?
No, it's a blood test, so you need to go to a nurse or a doctor. And there's SpectraCell practitioners all over the country. So if you go to their website, you can probably locate someone. For people here in Las Vegas, I go to Tracy Phillippe, who's Mark Phillippe's wife, my trainer, and she does nutrition consulting as well as blood analysis via SpectraCell over there at their facility. So anyone in Las Vegas, just go to them. They do a great job. She can interpret the results for you and really help you out with a personalized nutrition plan. And that's also the next thing, is that you want to have a personalized approach. And I think the, what I like about getting blood work done and saliva work done is it gives us some idea of where you're at. And it's not foolproof, because blood work just gives you a snapshot of where you are at that precise moment. And also, I'm not convinced that blood work necessarily gives us all the information we need. And what I mean by that is, okay, if you have a high level of testosterone in the blood, that means you have a lot of blood circulating in your bloodstream.
A lot of testosterone circulating
in
your bloodstream.
But is it actually going anywhere? Is it being picked up on the receptor level? Is it getting picked up by the organs? Like the heart has a lot of receptors for testosterone. Is the heart picking it up? And we don't really know the answer to that, just looking at blood work.
Right.
And in some ways, a high level in the blood may mean that it's not getting picked up, rather than you just have a lot of excess, especially for someone who has really high levels and they still feel terrible. Even maybe their free levels are good too, but they still feel terrible. Maybe they're not getting it picked up on the receptor level. And I'm just speculating here. I'm not basing this on any scientific study I've read. These are things I just think about a lot. So I'm curious about stuff like that. But I like to do a variety of things, blood work or saliva work. Saliva work is less invasive. A lot of doctors are very critical of saliva work. They feel that it's not accurate. But I find that it's a good test to do for a lot of reasons. One, you can do it at home. You don't have to go to a doctor's office. And the people that support it basically say that it tells you what's going on the tissue level.
So yeah, but I gotta say something. I actually did a David Zava from ZRT Labs has been on my show a few times, and he's a great guy. And when he introduced the blood spot test, I asked him if I could do the male pattern test in both saliva and blood spot. And in saliva, they can only test for free testosterone.
Right, correct.
And because that's the only thing that's unbound and a filtrate of saliva. So I did them. And then they have a formula where you calculate your sex hormone binding globulin. You have to know what your SHBG is and your free test, and then you can tell what your total test is.
Right.
And, I mean, it had me the bottom line was the free testosterone in the saliva was way off from the blood spot, way, way off. And the blood spot was almost exactly what my blood drawn levels were a month before at my physician. So I had to say, I really am a big believer in these new blood spot tests. They're just as easy at home. You prick your finger, you drip onto a Wattman blotter. It looks like a book of matches. You close it up, you send it in, and they test it from there. I just feel that they're a little bit more accurate.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I like the fact that it's something you can do at home. So
yeah,
that's very informative. That's something I'll definitely look into for myself and for people who come to me.
Yeah, blood spot is the way to go, in my opinion, if you want to do it at home.
But I also think that the mirror test is actually more accurate than a lot of people want to talk about. And I know Charles Poliquin does a lot of biosignature stuff where he actually measures skin folds, and he says he can determine hormones to a very accurate level and ratios and whatnot just from where people are holding fat. So I think that the cheapest thing you can do is look in the mirror and say, where am I holding fat? And if you're holding a lot of fat in your stomach, it means you have high cortisol levels, and it also means you probably have adrenaline resistance.
Oh.
And adrenaline resistance is where you're basically pumping out adrenaline all the time to the point where the receptors get worn out, and what happens is the brain gets a false signal. So instead of realizing that your fat reserves are full, the brain gets a signal that they're not. So every time you eat, you store more fat in the stomach and other stubborn fat areas. And I would say most Americans have adrenaline resistance because most Americans are fat, and most Americans are addicted to coffee, and most Americans are under a lot of financial stress.
And most Americans don't sleep well, which totally screws up all of the receptors in the body.
And then a lot of Americans drink, and they smoke, and they eat a lot of crappy food. So, I mean, the majority of people are.
And I got to believe it's more than just Americans. I got to believe it's. I have to believe that most of the world is into this spiral now.
I would say most of the developed world is, for sure.
Yeah.
If you go out to certain countries where they've managed to, well, I'll give you an example. There's some town in, I want to say, Italy that I read about in a book called Outliers, which is a really good book. And they did all these studies on these people because these people had great health biomarkers. They had low blood pressure, cholesterol was great, really happy people. And they thought for sure it had to be because they have this great Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
When they looked at their diet, they realized it was really high in animal protein and lard, and they cook everything in butter, and they eat cake and sweets whenever they want to. They have a glass of wine whenever they want to. And so it definitely wasn't their diet. And what they determined is it's because of the communal support and the lack of stress. In other words, when one person is down, the whole community comes to support that individual.
Right.
So these people are under a lot less stress than, let's say, in America, where you can live next to your neighbor for 20 years and not even know their name.
Yeah.
So we're a very isolated culture, which is why I think websites like Facebook and social networking sites do so well, because people are so hungry for any kind of connection because they're not getting it in the real life.
And you know, and there's something to be said about this need to be connected that actually peaks your stress levels. This idea that you have to get your emails on your BlackBerry and you got to get your phone calls, and then you got people texting you, and then it's like you can't. I literally. And people who know me know this because they get frustrated. I turn my phone off 50 to 60% of the day.
Well, I have a cell phone for emergency, and I never give the number out to anyone. I never text people because I can't stand texting. And what really irritates me about texting is I took my wife to a rock concert 2 weeks ago, and half the people around us were all texting. They're not even watching the show.
I know.
I mean, so talk about not living in the moment.
Get into the single scene again. Go out to a bar or something like that, and everybody is sitting at the bar texting instead of talking to the person next to them.
I had a group dinner after one of my seminars one time, and everybody's sitting around texting.
I know. It's like, oh, give me a break, man.
So the whole thing irritates me. Of course, when I teach a seminar, I don't even allow people to have their cell phones on. That's the first thing I say.
Yeah.
If someone texts, they can just walk out the door because I'm not going to deal with that level of disrespect. No one's ever done that, of course. But we're just living in this society where we're so disconnected from ourselves and others, and then we want to self-medicate, and just taking a lot of supplements without addressing the big things is basically doing the same thing as taking pharmaceuticals. Now, supplements don't have the same side effects for the most part and whatnot, but it's basically a similar principle of my life sucks, I feel like crap, I'm just going to take a bunch of pills instead of taking charge.
It's a mentality. It's a mentality that has permeated the country. That we can take a pill and solve our problems. And I've been talking about this on the show the past week. I say that there is a perfect storm occurring that is causing chronic disease. It's not just one thing. It's many things. And I know that frustrates people because people can just barely get their head around changing one thing in their lives, never mind changing everything in their life.
Well, they don't want to think about it. And that's pervasive. That's not just hormones and diet and training. It's everything in their life.
Right.
They don't want to think about it at all. And that's the problem right there. You don't want to think about it.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Mike Mahler about optimizing hormones. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Mike Mahler. We're talking about optimizing hormone levels for a healthy and long life. Mike, let's talk a little bit about something that's really overlooked. When we talk about the silver bullet, give me a pill for it mentality, it's very hard for people to understand the true ramifications, the true impact that nutrition has on the body. I think a lot of us really discount it.
At the end of the day, nutrition is a drug. Everything you eat has a hormonal response, and sugar being the most dramatic of that just spikes up insulin, and insulin is a powerful hormone. And so we have to realize that eating is not just something that is innocuous. It's actually very dead. I mean, it's obvious that it's detrimental to our health when we eat a lot of junk, but even on a rapid level, if you eat something that's junk food, it has a hormonal response immediately, and if it's junk, it's not going to be a positive one. So a lot of people walk around in an agitated state, and they're just kind of bitchy and low energy and just not feeling good at all. But what's happened is they've been that way for so long, they don't even remember what it's like to feel good, and that's assuming they ever felt good.
Right.
Because if you don't take charge of this stuff, it's not going to happen by accident. And eating a clean diet is no doubt important. You want to eat really clean, organic food, get a good balance of protein, fat, and low glycemic carbs at every single meal. And I like to get all my carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables only, and then just get a good amount of fat in my diet, because I find I do better with 40 to 50% of my calories coming from fat.
Bingo. And that's a really big, important subject, because we become fat phobic in this country, and fat contributes to the production of cholesterol-based hormones.
Look, one of the things I do every morning before I go to work out with my trainer, Mark Phillippe, is 2 hours before I have a power shake, which uses coconut milk as a base. And I tell you what, every workout, I just kill it when I have that power shake, because the MCT oils in coconut milk are slow burning and sustain you. So I can go hit it hard for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I don't have a drop off in energy. I'm able to just kill it from beginning of the workout.
Now, does coconut milk have does it have pure coconut oil in it?
I'm not sure. I'm assuming that it does. I don't know to what degree.
Because I want to say something. You know, I use coconut oil at home because of the MCTs, but also because of the saturated fat. And
yes.
As a nation, we're kind of afraid of saturated fat. Next week, I have a guest coming on the show to talk about a new form of cholesterol that is a better marker for heart disease and heart attack than what we thought, the apoprotein A.
Thanks. Oh, good.
I've got a guy out there he's the unofficial Superhuman Radio researcher. His name is Chris. He doesn't want me to use his last name, but he sends me all these studies, and he sent me a really good study, and I got this doctor coming on. But in doing research for it, what I learned was that saturated fat is not as bad when you're not eating high glycemic carbohydrates. When you combine high glycemic carbohydrates with saturated fat, the saturated fat oxidizes and becomes a terrible, terrible thing for your body. But when you're eating low glycemic carbs like vegetables and saturated fat is not bad for you.
Oh, that's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. I've always thought that a good amount of saturated fat is important just for the hormone production and for giving the basis of cholesterol to start that whole cascade, to get the whole sex hormone cascade going really well. And I find that when I have a good amount of fat in my diet, coconut milk, I use Udo's oil quite a bit,
yes,
for essential fatty acids,
sure,
and I use almond butter and sometimes peanut butter, but I have a lot of nuts and seeds, so I have a really good sources of fat in my diet. And I have always found that if I let my fat intake drop, and I haven't done for years because I feel terrible immediately, skin starts drying up and my energy goes down the drain. And I actually did an experiment a long time ago where I read a book by Tony Robbins, and he was talking about this fruit diet, which is full of garbage.
Right.
But anyway, at the time, I didn't know anything, so I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I had this big plate of fruit before I worked out, about an hour before. It was the worst workout ever. Everything felt heavy. My energy was terrible. And then the next day I had a peanut butter sandwich. And I never really, there's nothing really special about a peanut butter sandwich other than it has a good amount of protein, fat, and if it's whole wheat bread, some lower glycemic carbs. But anyway, and again, I don't think bread's a good source of carbohydrates.
Right.
But using this basis, I had that sandwich, maybe two of them, a couple hours before a workout, and I had a great workout. And I think it was more because of the fat in the peanut butter than anything else, of course. But I found that I do a lot better on fat fuel than carbohydrates. And I don't do a low carbohydrate diet because I don't think that's necessarily the best way to go either. But I do a low glycemic carbohydrate diet. And again, I only eat fruits within the context of my protein shakes because that way it's balanced with fat and protein. And I find that when I have that perfect balance of a good amount of fat, low glycemic carbs, and protein before training, it's very rare that I have a bad workout. I mean, it's very rare. Usually I just have a great workout where I just have energy to go.
Do you remember about 5 years ago, I think it was Men's Health Magazine did an article and a challenge to raise men's testosterone. They laid out a diet, and it was like 50% of the calories were from fat.
Right.
And everybody raised their testosterone. They were like, oh, man. And then there was a backlash. One of the newspapers challenged the diet, saying that it would cause heart disease. And then it kind of went by the wayside. It was about 5 years ago. But I mean,
The whole heart disease argument is ridiculous, especially given the fact that high testosterone is heart protective.
Right.
So when you have a healthy testosterone level, it's heart protective. And this is what goes back to sex drive. I always say, look, sex drive is an important indicator of health. And it's not just because having a sex drive is such a great thing. I mean, yeah, it's a great thing. But here's the thing. When you have a high sex drive, it means that you're in a thriving state. Your body is trying to get you to procreate because it means you're healthy. It's time to spread it around.
Bingo.
And when you have no sex drive, your body's basically saying, don't even bother with procreation.
You're not going to be around for much longer, but you're not a good candidate to procreate because the whole purpose of procreation is to pass on healthy species.
Right.
And if you're sickly, you don't have a libido.
Exactly. So, I mean, sex drive, especially for men, because so much of our drive to do anything is from the sex drive, that don't even – any man who has a low sex drive who tries to tell me they're happy, they're just full of it, man. And I'll say it to their face. You're just lying flat out. You want to lie to yourself? Go ahead. But don't even bother lying to me thinking I'm going to buy it because I know a lot better. And I've been there before. When I had really bad adrenaline resistance and adrenal fatigue from all the stress I was under, I had no sex drive at all. I mean, it was zilch. And it didn't feel good at all, especially as a young guy. I mean, I'm 28, 29. No sex drive, and I'm just burned out the whole time. And then when I had total recall of stuff I went through as a kid, then I had some intimacy issues. I had to work that out. And believe me, none of that wasn't a happy time in my life. It was actually a very depressing time. But when I was able to work through all that stuff, and it was a multifaceted approach, it's like night and day. You know, I feel like $1 million every day now. And I've had mild depression my entire life. But when I learned how to optimize DHEA, which is the most important hormone for stress management, way more important than serotonin for elevating mood.
Really?
Depression. There's a great book, Carl, called, I have it right in front of me, on depression, living with depression or addressing depression by a psychologist, and it's Lifting Depression is the name of the book. It's an incredible book, and she details quite a bit of information on why DHEA is so important for mood. And when you read it, it really makes sense because DHEA improves your stress management skills. So when you handle stress better, you're, of course, going to feel more empowered. And if you're more empowered, you're going to be less depressed. So just ramping up serotonin, that is basically a typical American solution of let's just deal with symptoms. Because, yeah, you get a nice little – you take a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, so you keep serotonin out for a longer period of time, and that just makes you feel numb. So, yeah, you're not depressed anymore, but you don't feel anything.
Right.
And a lot of times people take these drugs irresponsibly. Like, so, for example, I know someone whose parents died – and he went to the doctor saying he's depressed, and he's like, well, let's get you on Prozac. It's like, look, man, your parents died.
You're
depressed.
I am so...
You know what? You got to work through those feelings, man. That's life. Things happen. Deal with it. Work through it. Accept the pain. Work through it. I mean, why would you want to shut that off?
Bingo.
All you're going to do is
Bingo.
Delay dealing with it.
You know what? When I started going through the divorce, and you know, several doctors that I work with on the show, and I would be talking to them, you know, outside the show, and they'd be like, "Carl, you know, why don't you just get on an antidepressant?" And my reply was, if I was sitting in a movie theater watching a really funny movie, belly laughing, would you come over to me and say, "Damn, you're laughing really hard. You should take something to help." Of course,
yeah.
Because that laughter is an appropriate response to the circumstances. My depression is an appropriate response to the circumstances. Why would I want to suppress it?
Absolutely. And we're such a – I think also part of it also comes from the whole positive thinking movement where we're supposed to be positive every time, every single second in our life. Otherwise, there's something wrong with us. And that whole philosophy is doing everybody a disservice because it's garbage. If you study life in general, there's a lot of suffering out there. So to be positive, positive in such that, oh, it's okay, everything happens for a reason,
yeah.
You're just being delusional. You know, go tell someone in Bosnia whose whole family got killed by these thugs out there during the whole Holocaust in Rwanda. 800,000 people were killed with machetes in 3 months. Go tell those people that just keep a positive attitude and that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, go tell some kid who's got terminal cancer or who's a burn victim that, oh, don't worry about it, everything happens for a reason. I hate that saying.
Right.
I hate that saying with passion as a result of that. And I'm a very positive person, ironically, but I'm also a person who has a very understanding of life, and I take a lot of time to analyze myself and why people do things. And I know all too well that it's not a world full of bed and roses where everybody's happy campers. There's a lot of suffering out there. And yes, you don't want to dwell on it to the point where you're depressed all the time. But at the same time, just trying to trick your brain into being positive all the time by lying to yourself, that's not doing you any benefit either.
But now let's get back on task here because we're going to go into a break. If you are suffering from depression, your hormone levels will be dipping. So DHEA, you're saying, could be a good supplement.
I would definitely get a test done to see where it's at. It's not always going to be the case, but in my opinion, it probably is. And when I had depression symptoms, I had low normal DHEA. So the doctor says, well, you're on the normal scale, but that doesn't mean it's optimal.
Yeah.
And real quick, I'll talk about it at the break, too. When I took magnesium oil, transdermal oil that you put through the skin, I was able to ramp up my DHEA a lot.
And
went
you,
from
you actually sent
to 600.
Me, yeah, well, let's talk about that. Because you actually sent me an item online of somebody who tried to patent this product, apparently. So let's talk about that. We're talking today with Mike Mahler. When we come back, we're going to talk about transdermal magnesium for increasing DHEA levels. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Science's Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Science's Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Here's the thing. We started up friends. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Mike Mahler about optimizing hormone levels. So, Mike, I had never heard of transdermal magnesium. The first time I heard about it was through Dr. John Chrysler. The second time was through Charles Poliquin when he was on the show. And now you sent me some research information. And why haven't we heard more about this stuff?
I'm not sure why we haven't heard more about it. Most people are very skeptical when they hear about it, and they tend to just shut off, even though these are the same people who take it orally. But For some reason, it just sounds kind of scammy, and I'll be honest, I felt the same way when I first heard about it. It just seems like these lame supplements from years ago. I remember when they tried to do liquid protein, you put it on your skin.
Yeah.
These just moronic supplements. It just seemed like something where it's a gimmick, where it's like, hey, let's find a way to repackage magnesium and sell it to an unsuspecting public. So a good friend of mine, I had low DHE. I didn't want to take DHEA replacement because I felt that I was still young. And I'm not anti-hormone replacement, but I like to optimize my physiology through other means before I just jump on that bandwagon,
right,
especially as a younger guy. So I wanted to look at, and this is before I even really thought about why the DHEA was low in the first place. But anyway, I talked to a friend of mine, and she told me that she took a transdermal product that ramped it up dramatically. I assumed that it was a DHEA cream.
Right.
So I went over to her place to pick it up, and she hands me this bottle of magnesium lotion. And I go, what's this? And I'm looking at the ingredients. I'm looking for DHEA or something in there that makes sense to me. And all it is magnesium. I'm like, well, magnesium's great, but what is this going to do to me? And she showed me her blood work, and her DHEA before and after was just dramatic. I think it was low normal to way off the scale. And she sware to me that she didn't take any DHEA or anything else that would convert into DHEA or ramp it up. So I said, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. What do I have to lose? And within, let's say, about 3 weeks of taking it, and I was taking Dr. Sheely's magnesium lotion, so everyone knows, and he's the one who did that study that I sent you.
Right.
And within a couple weeks of taking it, I noticed that, one, I slept a lot better at night, and two, I just seemed to have better workout recovery, and three, I just seemed to feel better. But I didn't really think it was magnesium. I thought it was just, hey, things are going well in my life, so of course I'm feeling good. But when I got some hormone work done, I was shocked because not only did my DHEA go way up, 250 to 600 to be exact, so I'm on low normal to all the way to high normal. My androstenedione levels also went up to the high normal, which is also an important precursor of testosterone. And in and of itself, androstenedione it helps balance the carcinogenic effects of DHT. So androstenedione is very important. So the DHT to androstenedione ratio is actually very important. So, and my DHT was also optimal at the high end. Free testosterone was also at the high end. So it was something where I can't say that the magnesium oil caused all of that, but it seemed that it definitely had a strong effect.
Well, I have a theory on how magnesium oil works, or any transdermal magnesium. First of all, we know from the Pima Indians that they are genetically insulin resistant, and that when cellular levels of magnesium were restored, their insulin resistance went away. The critical term there is cellular levels. By taking magnesium in and of itself does not automatically increase cellular levels of magnesium. There's another dynamic that takes place when you deliver drugs transdermally. They actually permeate the tissue faster. So I have a theory. The reason that DHEA goes up in the presence of properly elevated cellular levels of magnesium is because DHEA has a symbiotic relationship with insulin. You correct insulin resistance, you correct DHEA levels. You correct insulin resistance, you correct blood glucose management, and now we go back into that whole domino effect of once blood glucose levels are managed properly because you have restored insulin sensitivity on a cellular level, then other hormone levels will start to correct as well. So that's my theory. Again, I'm not a scholar.
Well, it's a very interesting theory, and I definitely agree with you with the importance of insulin. It's like if people ask me what's the number one hormone to optimize, I would say hands down insulin. Because when you have insulin resistance, you're in a fat-storing state. And when you're in a fat-storing state, you have more estrogen being stored in those fat cells. And then the more estrogen you have in those fat cells, it's just going to drive down your testosterone.
Right.
So insulin, and also when insulin is out of whack, it also ramps up your cortisol. So when insulin is not optimal, and it's about having it optimized, not about having it super high or super low, it's about having it in the right range, that has a cascade effect that affects a lot of other things. I mean, there's no way you're going to get lean without having optimal insulin.
See, we know that transdermal delivered drugs act differently than orally delivered drugs. I specialized in transdermal delivery for many years. I was the guy who brought FloGel Ultra into the United States years ago. And I'm all over the forums with different blends of transdermal drugs, including diclofenac, which was an NSAID. And one of the things that we know about transdermally delivered drugs is they interact and react with tissue in situ, right where you're putting it on. For instance, if you take transdermal testosterone and rub it on a fatty part of your body, a lot of it is converted right to estrogen because of the presence of aromatase enzyme as it passes through the skin.
Oh, absolutely. And then on the other hand, if you actually rub testosterone cream on the private areas, it actually converts into DHT.
Right, because the scrotum has a very,
right,
very high level of 5-hydroxy.
Which really helps you with erectile function and sex performance.
And isn't it funny that that's, what is it, Solgen? What's the company that makes Androgel? I want to say it's Solgen or something like that. They specifically say on their literature not to rub it on or near the scrotum because they're concerned, unfortunately, and misinformed that the higher levels of DHT in the scrotum will somehow precipitate BPH.
Well, here's the thing about DHT, and I really want to talk about it briefly because it's so important. DHT, again, is by many experts regarded as 10 times more anabolic than testosterone, or actually higher androgen receptor uptake.
Yeah, and it's more androgenic, right.
And it also has a very positive effect on the central nervous system, so it just makes your brain focus better and longer, and it just makes you feel good. It's just a great hormone in that regard. Now, in a lot of ways, testosterone is kind of a pro-hormone for DHT.
Right.
Because what's cool about DHT is no matter how high it goes, it can't convert into estrogen. Testosterone can. So DHT is the ultimate male androgen. Now, in the U.S., a lot of doctors like to say that let's block DHT altogether or let's drive it down with stuff like salt palmetto because it can enlarge your prostate and it'll make you go bald, blah, 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 blah. First of all, I think people go bald because of genetics, not because of high DHT. I have high DHT levels, and my hairline begins in the middle of my forehead. I'm not going bald anytime soon.
Right.
And I'm 36. All right. And second of all, with the whole prostate thing, if it enlarges the prostate, then why does it happen when testosterone levels are low
Bingo.
As an old man, as opposed to when you're 18 and have testosterone off the hook?
And the reason for that is because prostate enlargement has more to do with estrogen than any other hormone.
Absolutely. I mean, in France, they give men DHT cream, and it actually shrinks the prostate.
As a matter of fact, in France, they give men DHT cream for gynecomastia, and it makes gyno go away completely.
Yes. In fact, there was a guy at the gym I work at who was talking about some gyno, and I'm like, oh, man, it's too bad we can't get DHT cream in America because that would fix you up.
Right.
Yes, he has a mild case. So if he just rubbed it in, it would fix him up fast, and it won't convert into estrogen. It'll make you feel good. Your workouts will be better. Your energy will be better. Your mood will be incredible. You'll just have real alpha male characteristics, which is, frankly, in short supply these days.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because the reality is that there's a feminization in our nation today.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lady who wrote a book called The War on Boys, which really addresses that hard. And you know what's funny is I gave a lecture at a school in Santa Monica a long time ago. I was just talking about what I do for a living and other things. And some lady raised her hand, a teacher, and she asked me if women can get strong as men. And I was like, well, a lot of women can get stronger than they think. And because of different hormone levels, women, for the most part, can't get as strong as, let's say, the strongest guys. But they can definitely get really strong. And women generally have better lactic acid threshold and better endurance. And then she also jumped in and said, oh, yeah, and also girls are a lot smarter than boys. And she was chuckle. And I felt that that was a really irresponsible thing for her to say, because you're supposed to be a teacher, a leader for your students, not be someone who favors, just chooses
one gender, right, classroom. One gender over another.
And
right.
The problem, I think, with a lot of boys also is that a lot of teachers don't understand the male psyche. You know, a woman doesn't understand the male psyche for young boys. So they may teach stuff in a way that's not being received well by the boys. And it's not because the boys are dumb. We just process things differently than the girls do. But when you choose favoritism, even if it's subconscious, where you're patting the girls in the back and you're praising them and then you don't do that with the boys, you're setting them up for some insecurities. And you're really doing them a disservice. And I'm really tired of this whole attack on testosterone as if it's a bad thing.
Like,
whenever someone is really intense, it's like, oh, man, you have too much testosterone.
Right.
And like,
all the studies show.
That's not a bad thing if I have too much testosterone.
Well, really, the studies show that high testosterone levels impart a calmness.
Absolutely.
A calmness on men.
Yeah, Charles Poliquin mentioned on your show where it's the guys with high estrogen and low testosterone that tend to try to overcompensate.
And estrogen is the hormone that causes moodiness and flare-ups. Look at any woman who's premenopausal.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Look at any. I mean, you talk about, could you imagine if women did have the strength of men when they were going through menopause, they would be killing each other.
Yeah, be ripping each other's heads off.
Yeah. And I'll go one step further because this is going to be something I'm going to be getting on the bandwagon very shortly. I'm trying to get on some mainstream radio shows to talk about it. At any given time, it's estimated that 7 to 9 million men are on a cycle of anabolic steroids in this country. And if there really was such a thing as roid rage, there would be bodies everywhere. There is no such thing as roid rage. You might as well call it beer rage. If you're a jerk, you'll be a bigger jerk on beer. If you're a jerk, you'll be a bigger jerk on steroids.
All it is
period.
Is amplifying some insecurity that you already have.
That's
all it's going to do. If you have a great mood and then you optimize your hormones, whether it's natural or through other means, then you're just going to be a guy with a greater mood. And you're probably going to have an even better mood because you're making more progress in the gym now. You're getting stronger. You're getting leaner. That's enough to make you feel great right there.
Look, we're coming to the end of the interview. You have a way for people to get the optimizing hormone levels in an ebook, correct?
Yeah, I have a great ebook, which basically just talks about dietary protocols and different supplement protocols and whatnot. And I also have a ton of information on my website. But regarding the ebook, anyone can just shoot me an email at Mahler, that's Mahler 25@yahoo.com, and just put hormone ebook in the subject line, and I can shoot it back to you.
Cool.
And also, I have a ton of articles and lectures on my website. I have a whole article on DHT, which really addresses all the different facets of it, so people have a clear.
And your website is?
My website, again, is MikeMahler.com, MikeMahler.com.
Okay.
And the last thing about DHT is that you want to have what's important about DHT is it can be procarcinogenic when it's really high. So it's important to balance it with androstenedione. So if you're I think it's a one-to-one ratio, but I'll have to double check.
Pregnenolone, if you take pregnenolone, it trickles down into a lot of these other hormones that we're talking about, including androstenedione and diol and so on.
Right. So most of the time, you're already going to have that ratio because of that.
Right.
So it's even less of a thing to worry about, in my opinion. But this whole, even stuff like sal palmetto, I don't recommend because that unbinds the DHT. It actually not unbinds it. It binds it up, so you don't have access
right,
to it.
Right, and so it's not biologically available.
It also deactivates testosterone. So a lot of guys take sal palmetto and their sex drive drops.
And if you're using androgens on a cycle, sal palmetto, especially orals, can actually sidetrack your results. Listen, Mike, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's a pleasure, as always.
All right, and we'll see you tomorrow with another show. We're doing a really important show on anti-aging tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss this one. We'll see you then.